facts and why. We'll find out after the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 10:30. I'm James Kelly. Drivers caught speeding on the motorway will face penalties of up to £10,000 under proposals to quadruple the maximum fines imposed by magistrates in England and Wales. Under changes put before Parliament, there would be no limit on the fine for drink driving. Pete Williams from the motoring organisation, the RAC, says the police are struggling to enforce current laws.
Motorists are telling us that they don't believe they are likely to get caught for speeding or for many offences, such as using a mobile phone and texting at the wheel. What we really need is greater investment in traffic enforcement officers and a major road safety campaign to educate motorists around the dangers of things like excessive speed and using a handheld mobile phone.
There's been an assault by militants near Pakistan's biggest airport in Karachi. It comes a day after the Taliban said it was behind an attack on the airport on Sunday that left at least 30 people dead, including 10 militants. The BBC's Mike Wooldridge is in Pakistan. He says this time it was a hostel for airport security forces that was targeted.
It's being reported that it was around four gunmen who came to the building, who opened fire. We've seen carried live on Pakistani channels. The security forces responding to that. Reinforcements coming in, commandos carrying quite heavy weapons, rocket-propelled grenades alongside other weapons to fend off this latest attack.
The Department for Education has dismissed claims that Michael Gove blocked moves to introduce snap school inspections in England. The head of Ofsted, Sir Michael Wilshaw, said the Education Secretary rejected the suggestion 2 years ago. Mr Gove now wants such inspections to ensure British values are actively promoted in schools. A four-day summit on how to end sexual violence during war is beginning in London this morning. The event is being hosted by the Foreign Secretary, William Hague, and the actress and UN Special Envoy, Angelina Jolie. And the Duke of Edinburgh is celebrating his 93rd birthday. Gun salutes will be fired at Hyde Park and the Tower of London. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 11:30.
This is Six Music. Six Music. BBC Radio 6 Music.